Deb Pines writes mysteries by day and acclaimed in-your-face headlines for the New York Post by night. One of her headlines recently won top honors from the Associated Press, the Deadline Club, and the New York Press Club. Remember the JetBlue pilot who had a mid-flight mental breakdown? Deb's headline for the story was, "This is your captain freaking." Deb grew up in Miami Beach. After graduating from Brown University, she worked as an award-winning reporter for several newspapers, including the Indianapolis Star and the New York Law Journal. Then she got bitten by the mystery writing bug. Deb has just self-published In the Shadow of Death, a Chautauqua murder mystery. It's a twisty whodunit, a fun summer read for the beach or when you're on the porch in Chautauqua. And more on that when we speak to the author. Welcome, Deb, and thanks for joining us on the Book Report.
Thank you for having me. It's really fun.
Get us started on the story of In the Shadow of Death by introducing us to Mimi Goldman.
Okay, well, Mimi Goldman is, I like to say, a version of me, but younger, braver, and prettier. She's a former New York City reporter, so she had worked for the New York Post, and then she moves to the middle of nowhere, which is Chautauqua, New York, thinking she's going to have a quieter life there working for the local newspaper. She ends up covering a community race. When someone drops dead at the community race, she's the only one who suspects foul play, and then the story begins from there.
All right. Well, tell us about Chautauqua and why you chose to set a murder mystery there.
Chautauqua is one of my most favorite places in the world. It's a beautiful spot in far western New York State. So even though it's in New York, it's very far from New York City. It's 400 miles east of New York City, but it's kind of close to the Midwest, 400 miles west of New York City and 60 miles east of Ohio. So it's really pretty far western corner of New York State. And it's a quirky spot. It's beautiful. It's physically beautiful. It's on a lake. It's a historic spot as well. It began as a retreat for Methodist Sunday school teachers in 1874, and now it's evolved into a spot with a 9-week summer season of lectures and concerts, and some still true to its roots, church services. And so why did I set a murder mystery there? Well, I like the idea of murder mysteries and horror stories that are set in, like, innocent places where someone has something horrific happen in, like, an unspoiled spot. A comedian came there and asked why Chautauqua even needs a police force. He said he asked to arrest people with impure thoughts. So it's an innocent spot, like having a serpent in the Garden of Eden.
I know you began working on the manuscript in the 90s, then you set it aside. What was it like to start working on it again, and did you make any significant changes?
I had a lot of fun coming back to it. I wrote it in my late 30s, early 40s, and now, let's just say it's 20 years later, and I enjoyed seeing how I thought when I was younger. And one change I definitely made was at that time, I made the older people in the book in their 60s. Now, as I'm approaching 60, I thought that's not very old. I've made them in their 80s.
Well, I understand this is your first published novel, but not the first manuscript you've written. Share that story.
It's probably the fifth mystery that I have written. I tried to go through the front door, the traditional route, getting an agent, selling it to a publisher, and I didn't have any. Mine is a familiar story. I had some near misses. I had two agents, big-time agents, and like people in many art fields, I never succeeded in getting it published through through the front door, so I'm now taking matters in my own hands.
And what are the most important tips you would share with listeners who have a manuscript and are thinking about self-publishing?
I think now is the time for self-publishing. I think for years it was, you know, kind of cool to make an indie film or to make your own homemade artisanal cheese or wine, and there was a stigma to self-publishing your own book. But I think I've been welcomed by people, you know, who have self-published, and so I do the same. If anybody's out there wanting to self-publish, I think now's the time. It seems like it's harder to go through a traditional publisher, yet easier to go through the self-publishing route. And so there's a lot to be read online, but if anybody wants to contact me, I'd be happy to answer questions on how I've done it at ChautauquaMystery@gmail.com, or you know, just follow a lot of the steps that I've followed, doing a Kindle book and also Amazon, they call it Create Space, self-published printed book.
All right, and where can listeners find your book when they want to read it?
Okay, well, like I said, you can find the e-book version on Amazon and also through Kindle Books. The printed version is going to be available in the next couple days, also through Amazon or through something called Create Space.
How important is it to build a network when you have to market your book?
I am learning that as I go, but it does seem to be very important, and I'm trying to get the network through Facebook and through blogs, bloggers who write about Chautauqua, bloggers who write about mysteries, and I'm also trying to get a network of people who love Chautauqua as much as I do, you know, who apparently 150,000 people go there each summer, and I'm hoping to speak to some of those people when I'm up there. One of the great things about the self-publishing is you don't have to have a blockbuster that appeals to everyone, which is what a lot of the major publishing houses seem to be looking for. If you have a niche audience, if you can also connect with them through some other way, you can have a book that would bring a lot of pleasure to that niche audience that you should also try to market to.
Hmm. So are you already at work on another Mimi Goldman mystery?
I am. She is older, just a little bit older, still hasn't caught up to me. But now that I'm writing headlines for the New York Post and working on the copy desk, I'm thinking it's fun to have Mimi Goldman solve crimes and also have some jokey headlines in between, same as I do in my own life. I'd like to just mention one other thing about self-publishing and about my decision, and that's just I take the subway every day to work in New York City, and when I get on the train at 103rd and Broadway, lately there's some terrific musicians, some young guys playing reggae music, and I would say that they might not be able to command a giant venue like Madison Square Garden, but they add a lot of pleasure to my day when I hear them playing on the subway platform. And that's the same kind of thing I'm hoping for, is I might not be able to have a blockbuster hit that some major publishing house wants, but I feel like I could add pleasure to a lot of people's days if they want a charming whodunit to read that's very readable in the summer, or if they want to be transported to Chautauqua, a beautiful spot, and get a kick out of having a murder mystery set there. That's what I'm hoping to do, is to provide a little pleasure to an audience that's out there.
Well, I'm thinking that In the Shadow of Death is step one on your way to blockbusterhood.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. I hope you're right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Deb, for stopping by the Book Report.